Going to love this service.
Amen.
Rhonda, I'm not sure what to do. I see Chris on the second row.
All right.
Yes. Hi, Chris. Are you ready for a great day? Amen. We want to welcome all those that are watching by live stream right now. Thank you so much for watching. You're going to have an awesome time. The presence of the Lord was phenomenal. The message of this, what do we call it? Production. And Minister McKenzie, one of our own young ladies, our worship pastor, actually wrote it. You are going to really, it is powerful. And so I'm excited that God has risen from the dead. But not just that he's risen from the dead, that today he's alive in our lives. Every other religion of the world, all of the masters that died are still dead. Only one is still alive, and his name is Jesus. Amen. Aren't you glad you serve a living God, not a dead God? Aren't you glad you're not rubbing a big belly guy? But you can get on your knees and call out the name of Jesus, and Jesus will change your life. I love the fact that Jesus is alive. It's my beautiful wife, Rhonda. How are you? You are beautiful. Can I kiss you?
If you are a guest in the house today, we would love to invite you to our Connect room. We have coffee and snacks, and our pastors are in there, and we'd love to greet you and get connected with you. So immediately following the service, whoever you came with, even if you came by yourself, we'd love to have you come down. We'd love to meet you and say hello and greet you in that Connect.
Hello.
Thank you, Pastor. Let's pray as we open in prayer. Father, we love you so much. You are an awesome, awesome God, and we cannot thank you enough for the price that you paid for our abundant life, for our peace, for our joy, for forgiveness of sin, for eternity in heaven with you. We just thank you, Jesus, for the price you paid. You are an awesome God. Father, as we praise you this morning, we know that your presence changes everything. Your presence changes everything. So we just declare right now, everything changes. branches as we enter your courts with thanksgiving and in your gates with praise. We thank you for it, Jesus. In your precious, precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I just sense that there's not order in the spirit here this morning. And I'm not sure what that is, but this is what we're going to do. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind up any restriction. We bind up any thwarting that is trying to stop the move of the Holy Ghost. I bind you now in the name of Jesus, and I release the spirit of power, the spirit of peace, and the spirit of authority in this house. We declare, God, that you are going to be more powerful than anything else. Father, some are in this room that are carrying wounds from many years past. Some are in this room this morning, Jesus, that are struggling with even the sins that so easily beset them. I declare right now in Jesus' name that that has to come into authority right now. Because your saints are in control with you. In Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen.
Good morning, this Tabernacle Family Church. How are you guys doing today? Good morning, this Tabernacle Family Church. How are we doing today? One more time. How are we doing today? Today is the day that the Lord has. Rejoice and be glad. Come on. If you believe it, just sing this with me. Say,
and took away my shame.
See, there is
only
last
one
time.
For
can we sing
me.
It loud? Say,
give me Jesus.
Cause we want your love.
Give me
we
Jesus.
We want to feel your love.
The one who broke these chains and took away my shame.
Won't you
shame.
Break out now?
There is only one for
the
me.
The only lasting thing is you. You are forever. You are forever. You are the one that I run to. You are my treasure. You are my treasure. The only lasting thing is you. You are forever. You are forever, Lord. Come on and sing it out. Come on. And you are my treasure. You are my treasure.
Jesus, honestly, man, you may be seated. Last night, my wife and I watched The Passion of the Christ. And I love watching that at least once a year. You know, sometimes we forget, and you know, in our relationship with the Lord, sometimes he's up there, you know what I mean? But we forget that he's Jesus of Nazareth. That Jesus Christ was a real man. And that what he went through on that cross was not fictitious, was not a theory, was not religious garbly goob. Is that the right word? It's not a word. It sounds like gooderer to me. But as we sat there last night and we're watching, and if you get a chance, you should watch that today. Make it a habit of your family. When they came down with that whip and the one that had the pieces of metal on it, and that is true, that's historical. They used a whip that had large balls of lead on it with pieces of glass on it, with pieces of sharp metal on it, so that when they came down on his back, and this was their art, by the way, this is all these men did in the Roman army. Their job was to bring you to the brink of death, but not allow you to cross over. And as they came down and it hit on the side of Jesus, and when they ripped it, a massive piece of flesh came off. Jesus said to me, that was the cancer that your wife was carrying at that point. By his stripes, we were healed. And then they showed another picture, and these are just the two that really stood out to me. It wasn't anything but the bottom of the cross. You couldn't see human, just dirt in the bottom of the cross, and literally streams of blood rolling down. And that's our sin. By his blood, we've been made whole. Without the shedding of the innocent, the guilty can't be forgiven. Jesus is the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the earth, just for you. God spoke to me and he said, I want you to make sure that your relationship with me is not crossed over into religion. But do you really know me? Do you really love me? Do we have a relationship? He said, I didn't pay all that for you to have religion. I paid that so you could have a relationship with me. And I pray that today you revisit your relationship with Jesus on this Resurrection Sunday. Some of you might need some resurrection of your relationship. Some of you might have started off all on fire for Jesus. I'm talking like a genuine and a true repentance and a true relationship with Christ. But now it's just been, it's been a period of time and life has happened and you've lost the relationship and it's just become religion to you. Jesus didn't pay for religion. He paid for life. Amen. I'm just excited that today you get to watch this. Now, you see, I saw the production for the first time last service. I'm even more excited about it this service. Why? Because you can't get better gospel than you're going to get preached to you. It is powerful. If you're a guest in the house, we want to encourage you to come at least 3 times. First time you come, especially this type of service, it's like, okay. Second time, it's like, whoa. Third time, it's like, yeah, I don't think I can go back to the quiet church. Amen. We're trying to get you ready for heaven. Amen. Heaven's not going to be quiet and docile. Heaven, when the first time you see Jesus, you're not going to go, hey. First time you see Jesus when you get to heaven, the one who washed your sins away, the one who took what you and I should have paid for. Say amen. You're going to shout. You're going to dance. You're going to fall on your face. You're going to give him all the glory. Heaven is going to be a loud place. That's why we need new eardrums. Amen. We need Holy Ghost eardrums. So I want to encourage you. Do you really know K-N-O-W, Jesus, or do you just know about Jesus? Is the difference. And don't ever migrate to the about. Stay to the know. That's the key. Amen? Pastor Rhonda.
Amen. Give me Jesus. As the children come out, we're getting ready to hear their song and celebrate the resurrection with them. We're going to do our time of tithes and offerings. And in this house, we bring our tithe according to Malachi 3. It says to bring the tithe to the storehouse. Bring all the tithe into my house. So in this house, we bring our tithe and we give with joy because we know the promises of God. His promises are to prosper us and to teach us how to profit. So if you'll stand to your feet, we're going to make a supernatural declaration. In this house, our giving is not religious. We believe that we're moving our money from the natural to the supernatural when we put it in the hands of God. So we're going to declare the word which goes forth and has to perform over our money. Are you ready to declare the word over your finances? If you'll repeat after me, it's Deuteronomy 28. It says, If I obey, then I am blessed going in.
I'm blessed going in.
And I am blessed going out.
I'm blessed going out.
I am blessed in my storehouse.
I'm blessed in my storehouse.
And I'm blessed in my basket.
I'm blessed in my basket.
The blessings have chased me down.
The blessings have chased me down.
They've tripped me up.
They've tripped me up.
Because I'm a child of God.
Because I'm a child of God.
And I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
If you'll wear your mask, go ahead and come up and bring your tithes and offering. If you are not comfortable bringing your tithes and offerings, there will be a basket in the back as you exit. So go ahead and come forth and bring your tithes and offerings this morning and get ready for our His Kids Children's Song.
Praise the Lord. As you're coming to bring your tithe and your offering, I just want to give God praise. Yesterday, we had over 1,000 children on the property, over 70,000 eggs. I talked to one young lady. She stuffed 5,000 eggs herself. That is just awesome. That's just here. That does not include in Ithaca and in Mansfield. And so I just want to give God praise for you. Even as you're giving your tithes and your offerings, I want you to recognize that that is what it goes for. The blessing of the children and the blessing of the ministry. This last Wednesday, we had our second week back in house on Wednesday night, bussing kids in and feeding them. We had 58 children and 13 children gave their heart to Jesus Christ. Amen. Get them young. They don't have to go through the mess some of us did. Don't you agree? Amen. You're quiet this morning. I said, amen. Praise the Lord. Pastor, are you ready? Nicole, are we ready? Oh, it's going to be a great day. It's all right. We can just slide it back a little bit. There we go. Praise God. Get ready. This is great. Nicole, thank you. I want to thank the Caldwell family. Hallelujah. We love you.
ever stopped you. Friday's disappointment is Sunday's empty tomb. Since when has impossible ever stopped you? This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is the praise make a dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling.
The sound of dry bones, amen, coming together. One of the things that I love about our children's ministry and all those that help, there are so many that are working in our kids' ministry, is that we are not babysitting. We are raising this generation up to do mighty things for Jesus Christ. You don't turn 18 and get ready for ministry. You can do ministry at this age, amen. Praise the Lord. Let the little children lead them. So I just want to encourage you, moms and dads, I know that life is crazy. I know that life is busy. I know that some of you, this is the only day off that you got. But I want you to realize something. You want your kids participating with that. You want your kids knowing God. I'm not just talking knowing about, I'm talking knowing God and being raised up to do great and mighty things for Jesus. Amen. I'm excited. I just love our children's ministry. I thank God for Pastor Aaron, and I really believe he's going to be a national voice to the children's ministry of America. I'm also very excited about all the different things, all the campuses that we're running. God is blessing all the campuses. And I just want to give a shout out to Pastor Daniel Dykes. Pastor Dan is doing phenomenal. They had about almost 100 people last week down in Mansfield. Pastor Chad had 170 people out last Sunday in Ithaca, New York. And he's very concerned. And he's very concerned because there were only 10 chairs left. So we are doing a renovation up there. And watch this. Ithaca has already raised over $100,000. To do the renovations. We're going to create a sanctuary of over 250 people up there. Up in Canada, Pastor Phil right now has been running about 120 in New Brunswick, Canada. I'm excited. I'm talking like they were when we visited them 2 years ago, they were 25 people. God is really bringing impact there. As well as down in Kentucky doubled in 2 weeks. They went from 48 to 106 in 2 weeks. And then down in West Virginia, they actually are laying the floor for the brand new church building that is not, actually they were a year old last week. Isn't that crazy? God is blessing them so much. I talked to our pastor down in Campeche, Mexico, and they're actually right now putting up new walls so that they can be the second church in the entire city of 700,000 that has air conditioning. Amen. Now listen, you know that would be a blessing from heaven right there. I'm so excited what the Holy Spirit is doing. And we are going to be launching a new campus this fall. Pastor Obina Ebo and his beautiful bride, they're going to be going up to Geneva, New York. We're going to be launching a brand new church in Geneva, New York, his tabernacle. It's going to be just awesome. Listen now. This is a time for the church not to be weak, but the church to be strong. Had a vision. Actually, it was more of a dream. I'm not much of a dreamer, and I'm definitely not a spiritual dreamer. So when something happens that I know it's God. Probably about 3 months ago, and I've shared this twice, where I was I was asleep, and in my dream, there was a couple that had left the church that were very close to me. They were like my own kids. And after over two decades, they moved on, and it broke my heart. Broke my heart because they were like my kids. They were family. And so they moved on to their thing, that whatever they're doing. And we blessed them as they left. But it was still hurtful. And in that dream, it was so interesting. As I was in the dream and I was preaching. And as I was preaching, I looked over and there they were sitting in the congregation. And I remember in my dream, I went, yeah, come on now. That's exciting. But then it was weird because you know how dreams are, right? 1 minute you're here, the next minute you're there. Boom, I was in the back of the sanctuary. And I don't know why I was on the floor, but I was getting up and I looked up and they were walking towards me in their wedding garments. She wore her wedding dress and he had on his tuxedo. And they said, "We're coming home." And then the Holy Spirit said to me, "My bride is coming home." I don't think this had anything really to do with the couple. But that emotional connection was what stirred me. That the bride of Christ is coming home. That the church is again going to be passionate for their groom. And today, this is the Great Return Sunday. We've already had probably 15 couples that have not been here in 1 year back in the house. And we want to welcome you back home. Today, I want to introduce to you the production called The Great Return.
Today's I'm marrying the most amazing man in the whole world. But you guys have made this day just so special for me.
The groom is so awesome. He sent us here to make sure you feel unconditionally loved.
Yeah, we can't wait to help you just laugh and enjoy life.
And love first, even when things get tough.
Make sure that wherever
you go, you're led by peace.
Oh, you guys are the best.
So, are you ready?
I think it's fine.
Yeah, I think I'm ready.
Come on, let's go. He's been waiting.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here together in the presence of, well, me and this assembly to witness the joining together of my son and my church. Marriage is one of my most sacred institutions. This occasion marks the celebration of love, submission, trust, and an everlasting commitment between them. You are about to enter into one of the holiest of bonds. Do you have your vows?
I do. Since the beginning of time, you have been my one and only reason for enduring the cross. I was happy to make that sacrifice so that you could be with me and my Father in heaven forever. The pain and the suffering that I endured, it just doesn't compare to the joy that I have and knowing that I can spend eternity with you. For since the foundations of the world, I was meant to be given up for you, to fight and win the battles that you couldn't win yourself. And so I give you my oath, my word, which I hold above my own name. I promise to never abandon you or forsaken you. I promise to care for you and to listen to you when no one else will. I promise to heal you when you're hurt. I promise to provide for you so that you can be a blessing to others as well. I will always remain faithful and keep you as the single most important person in my life, because I love you more than anyone else in the world. And with you as my bride by my side, I promise that your peace and your joy will always be secure, as long as you keep me as your groom.
Hey, sorry I'm late.
What are you doing here?
You should know why I'm here by now.
You're seeing him again, aren't you?
No, I promise I'm not. It was just one time and we didn't do anything.
Trying to hide the truth doesn't stop me from seeing it.
Oh, snap. Fight! 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 Jerry! 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 You know, I should come back at a different time if that's better.
You need to tell him to leave. I gave you the authority over him. You need to tell him to leave.
No. No. I don't need to leave. Rude. No. I can just stand right here. Hold your hand. You're still saying your vows. You're still gonna get married. It's not that big a deal.
Do you really want this guy here right now? I mean, is he really doing that much by holding your hand? I mean, this is our moment.
Well, like he said, we're still gonna get married and you're still my groom. I just kinda like him here too.
And like I said, I'm not sharing you with him.
It's a little selfish. I mean, I'm not forcing you to choose, am I? I mean, you can have both of us. I really don't mind.
No, you can't have both of us. You can't be with him and me at the same time. It doesn't work that way.
Look, okay, listen. Sugar. We both know that I'm the fun one. I'm not forcing you to do things that you clearly don't want to do. I mean, this daddy's boy will be waiting right there, like literally right there, like a desperate housewife until you decide that you would like to settle down with a nice boy like him. But I don't think you want that right now, do you?
Jesus, you know that I love you, but can we put the wedding off just a little bit?
Listen,
I'm not sure if I'm ready for all of this.
I love you too, but you can't keep doing this. I mean, I'll be here waiting, but is this really what you want to do again?
I'm still here. Listen, I'm going to marry you, but I don't have to be here 24/7. I mean, it's a little extreme, don't you think?
Very extreme. In fact, I think you two lovebirds need some space. It's healthy for couples to spend some time apart, and we've already established you're going to get married at some point. So just come with me. We'll have some fun for a little bit. It'll give you a chance to miss him.
Maybe for a little bit.
Please, don't do this. I mean, every time that you do this, you separate yourself from me little by little to the point where we don't even know each other. And he can't give you what I paid for. And he's a liar.
Whoa, little harsh, okay? I don't lie. I just open your eyes to the world outside of this teeny, tiny little altar. And I can tell right now, you don't want the pressure or the responsibility of maintaining a relationship with an high maintenance man. So we're just gonna go, and hey, you can come back whenever you like.
Jesus, I'll be back tomorrow, I promise. I really do love you. I'll be back tomorrow.
Can we follow her?
Yeah, for as long as you can take it.
Okay.
She left me. Again.
Yeah, I told you she would, didn't I?
You did. You sure did, Father.
Hey, she'll come back.
That's the thing. I mean, this happens all the time. We almost make it official. She's almost committed. And then what happens? She goes back to a life of unfaithfulness to me. She goes back to him. After everything that I've sacrificed, after the heavy price that I paid so that nothing can come in between us, what happens? She goes back to him again.
Listen, son, I sent you to accomplish the cross because you were the only one that had the power to save her. She was lost without you. She lived a life of defeat and sin. I couldn't forget her sin. But when she accepts you and does everything she can to please you, then there's nothing that can separate her from us. She will accept you again. She will come back.
But will it be for good? I don't think that she realizes that there will be a time where she won't have any more chances to make things right.
She knows. She's no dummy. She lets him lie right to her face and then lies to herself to make everything seem all right.
I try to tell her about that guy. I give her everything that she needs to know, and it's like as if she just doesn't believe me.
You stay here, faithful at this altar. And when she's done playing his games, she'll come back and see her faithful groom waiting for her. There's still time.
Okay. I'll be here waiting. For now.
Come on in. Doesn't it look great? Look how clean and organized it is.
Yeah. It's all right. Little too clean, though. Are you a germaphobe or something?
Excuse me? Get your feet off this! Jesus made me this, and it cost him a lot.
Relax. Okay, it's not like he's here to see, and not everything has to be so perfect all the time.
Well, you know after what happened last time, we put a lot of work in cleaning this place up, and I kind of like it like this.
Hey! You invited me over, remember? You know exactly how I am. You either take me as I am, or I'm out of here. Lighten up.
I think I was being a little rude. Sorry. A little dirt never hurt anyone, right? Come on in. Come on. What?
I mean, I guess we could give it a try.
I think I'm just gonna call him, see how he's doing. Hey, yeah, I'm fine. How are you? I said I'd be back tomorrow, okay? Well, the way things are going here, it might be sooner than that. You should have seen him. He put his feet on the table that cost you so much.
About me and hates everything that I've ever done for you.
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't be too surprised.
Look, just come back to me, okay? I hate to see you go down this path. I don't want you to get hurt. And you know what comes next.
I know I'm complaining, but he's really not that bad.
He's not that bad. Okay, tell me, what's he doing right now?
It's okay, it's okay. I'll be okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll enjoy his jokes for a little while until he makes your misery the punchline.
Miserable. Listen, it's kind of nice not to have to be at the altar all the time doing everything you want me to do. Told you I'd be back tomorrow, right?
Sounds like he's the one making me miserable.
Yeah, it sounds like you're the one making me miserable.
Me? I paid a heavy price so that you could keep him out of your life. I mean, don't you remember what your life was like before we met?
I told you I'd be back tomorrow, okay? So just get off my back.
Ah.
please sit down on my couch?
Nah.
So I can't do what I want to do in my own house?
Well, yeah, you can, just as long as it doesn't interfere with me and what I want to do.
That's not how this works.
Oh, excuse me. Sweetheart, that's exactly how this works. So, I'm staying the night. I'm sleeping in your room. You're sleeping down here. And tomorrow... The real fun begins. Toodle.
Really? Stuffing all over my floor? What is he, a 3-year-old? Come on, guys, it's really not that bad. Look, we're almost done cleaning.
The place was perfect before you invited him back. Now I can't even think of this mess.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Listen, are you guys really my friends if you just leave every time things get tough? We'll be back tomorrow to see the groom. It's just one night, I promise. I guess, but you could have at least asked first. Hi, my name is...
It doesn't matter who you are or who we are. Nothing matters.
Nothing matters. Aw, do you need a hug?
No. A hug won't free me from the swirling vortex of doom that life is.
Oh, come on, thanks. Friend. Put on that garment of praise. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
No, I don't feel like... dancing, I don't feel like jumping. No, I just don't feel like trying at all.
Jeez, what a mood killer. Can I leave? I don't like him.
Yeah. Actually, you can. I've been waiting for you to do that since I got here.
None of my friends are going anywhere, okay?
Yeah. Don't come outside. What if you go out and get hit by a bus? Or you get stung by a mosquito that has a Zika virus? And you end up dying and leaving your parents in this swirling pit of darkness, despair, and depression.
That sounds like my kind of party.
Can you even think of all that panic and fear clouding your brain? Be anxious for nothing. Come here. Let's pray and think only on good things. Things that help edify and bring peace.
What? So you can make me forget about all the potentially horrible things that are in this world? What if you didn't wash your hands this morning? I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to break my hands. You're not breaking my hands, Lee!
You know what? Maybe Joy is right. I don't think we can all dwell together in the same house.
Smartest thing you've said all morning, so... Bye. We have work to do.
I'm not working.
By work means, just do whatever we want and... not care what anyone has to say? Stop. Is anyone going to let me decide what's going on in my own house?
Aw, you already made your decision, sweetheart.
I did not decide this. I think I'll call my groom. He'll know what to do.
Hey, I've been waiting for you.
I know, I'm sorry I'm running a little late, but he brought all of his friends over and there's this weird tension in the room.
Well, what did you expect was going to happen? I mean, this happens every time that you leave me.
No, I didn't think it was going to get this bad. I just needed a little break.
Well, he's already kept you longer than you were willing to go. Okay, I gave you the authority over him. Tell him to leave. Okay, resist him. He must flee. I gave you that power.
I don't want to be rude.
I know that him and his friends are wrecking your house, and you don't want to be rude. There's nothing good in him. He brings depression, fear, and rebellion.
Guilty. And I, like, don't care.
So, babe? Hey, babe. Your friends are still here, and it's time for him to leave.
I already told you, my friends aren't going anywhere.
Yeah, we'll see how long that lasts.
If you don't kick him and his friends out, then joy, peace, and love are going to leave. And when they do, he'll just have his way with you.
I've already had my way with her.
No, Jesus, that's not true. He slept upstairs, I slept downstairs.
Again, are you surprised that he's lying? Look, just come back to me, okay? We can start all over. We can forget any of this happened. We can start new, okay? I promise.
Why are you, like, letting anyone try to control you? Who cares what your stupid boyfriend thinks or what your dumb groom thinks or what your stupid friends think? When you want him gone, you'll get rid of him, right?
Yeah, you know... Stop! Just stop trying to control me. I'll be back. I will figure this out. I don't need you to tell me what to do.
Look, you don't have to do this the hard way, but I see that you're going to make that choice.
Yeah. And it's my choice to make.
I'll be waiting.
Hey. So, your groom's friends are still here, and they really need to leave. They've made they've caused a rift in the atmosphere.
Really? Because we were completely at peace until these idiots showed up.
That's right. How can you be at peace when you could not have possibly thought of all the different ways you could break your ankle if you take one more step?
I'm not breaking my ankle, guy.
You're lying. Why are you always lying?
All life is a lie, really. Just one big illusion of hopes and dreams, and then one day you wake up and you just realize that you're just dead on the inside.
But we don't have to be dead on the inside. Love is the greatest thing you could ever possess.
That's right.
Everything is done through motivation of love. That's probably why you're so sad all the time. You need love, just like your groom's love.
Can we please go back to him? Your other friends are putting a damper on things.
Literally nobody even asked you to be here, so anytime you want to leave, there's a door right there.
Stop. I want him here. Listen, can't you all try to get along? I mean, I really do want all of you here.
We can't all coexist in the same house. What does light have to do with the darkness? Nothing.
Darkness? Where?
Right here.
Oh, I can help you with that.
Everybody, just cut it out, okay?
Excuse me? I can't work with those ones are here, too. If you don't tell them to leave, I'm eventually going to go back to the groom.
You know what? Fine. Go! Just go! Joy and love, we'll figure out peace on our own. Just go!
I'm sorry, guys. I'm going back where I belong. I pray you realize where you belong to, soon.
Finally. Then maybe all the other giddy TCs leave too.
Yeah, maybe it is better, just less person in here taking up space.
Well, yeah, I agree. It's great that she finally left, but wouldn't it be better if it was just, you know, you and me?
Oh, No. We do not want to do that. We've already spent way too much time away from the groom.
Yeah. A lot of time has passed. You're getting kind of old. Have you been able to accomplish everything you wanted in life? Or are you just a disappointment to your parents?
At least she won't have to pretend that her family made her actually happy in her last moments of her pathetic life.
No, she doesn't have to pretend, because she has me right here with her every step of the way until she decides to go back to the groom. Isn't that right?
Well, actually, I don't want to have to pretend to be happy all the time.
Wait, that doesn't even sound like you.
Well, I have a lot of emotions, you know? Sometimes I'm frustrated or sad or angry. I have a lot of thoughts.
Look, darling, I come from the groom, remember? No one's asking you to pretend. Just remember everything that he's done for you, and I can get to work. Go on. What has he done for you?
Oh my gosh, yes. Let's go down memory lane. Let's see. He keeps you in a box. He doesn't let you have your own friends, and oh yeah, no. He needs you by his side constantly. Is that really the kind of life you want to live? No? That's what I thought.
Okay, girl, now it's time to tell her to be quiet so we can get you laughing again.
Right, but what she said was kind of true.
Wait, did you just come into agreement with her?
Oh! Yeah, because she's right.
Well, folks, that's my time. Toodles.
You know, your friends are trash. Running back to their master because they can't stand to be away from him for longer than 10 seconds? Zero independence. Oh, you know what? Why don't we just hang out on the couch, just me and you?
You guys want to watch a movie?
Yeah, sure.
Not what I had in mind. But fine.
Is it a scary movie? I've heard of movies that put people into cardiac arrest. I don't want to die.
Bri, can we watch a movie that makes us cry? I just want to cry today. Don't you?
Yeah, actually, I do kind of feel like crying. That's all right. I'll get through this little rough patch.
It's okay. You'll feel fine with me next to you.
Oh, thanks, love.
I'll get coffee for everyone.
You know space guns don't kill you?
No.
They just make you stiff.
You know, the funny part of all this is that for the first time in my whole life, what I told him was the truth. So help me.
No, you know what? We cannot take the next step in our relationship with this guy here, okay? You heard that, Cupid? Get up! Get out!
No, I am not going anywhere!
Just leave. No one wants you here.
Yeah, if you don't end up leaving, we're just gonna force you out. So why don't you follow in the footsteps of all your other little friends and go back to your stupid groom? Don't you realize that with him in the way, you can't do what you want? It's like gonna be free.
That's the thing, though. You think you'll be free, but you'll really just be in bondage for the rest of your life if you kick me out. The greatest thing you can possess is love. Just go back to the groom. He loves you so much. And you love him. It's just, you two are going to get married. It's going to be perfect.
That's amazing. Okay, that's enough!
What's wrong with you? Why are you so worked up?
There's too many voices. I can't think straight.
Okay. All right. Well, give me your hand. This is what happens when you let the wrong influences in your life. So maybe you should just tell him to leave. You'll feel much better.
I am not leaving. When was the last time you even talked to the groom? Just call him. He'll set everything straight.
I don't need one more opinion in my life.
Atta girl.
Yeah, you know, I really think you should go. There's just too much going on in here with you here. I'll see you when I come back to the groom, okay?
Look, nobody can love the groom for you. Your relationship with him yesterday doesn't count for today. You need to make your relationship with him new and fresh every day.
Are you hearing this? There he goes. You have to, and you gotta. Gosh, I hate that.
Yeah, you know, stop telling me what to do, all right? Just back off.
Okay, I said my time here is up. See you when we get back to the groom.
Yes! With him gone!
No.
No.
The fun. The real fun can begin.
Yeah, great. I can do whatever I want now.
Hey, bride. I'm looking at the stock market right now, and it's kind of doing that thing where I think it's actually going to crash. So, what we should do is we need about a year's supply of water, 17 generators, and penicillin. Lots and lots of penicillin.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Make it 10. Can
you guys keep it down? I'm trying to listen to music that makes me feel worse than I already do.
Cry in the middle of the night.
This sounds just like my life right now. Did you mess up my picture? I've been way better now. I haven't spoken to him in a while. With him, I can do whatever I want. I can go where I want. Say what I want.
Oh, that sounds great. Okay, I can be there in 5 minutes. Yeah, no, I'll see you soon. Okay, bye.
Excuse you, but your sugar is right here. Who is that?
That was my one of my other brides.
What?
I have other brides. Didn't I tell you that? I do not believe in monogamy.
Listen, I'm one bride and I need one groom to love me.
Let me get this straight. You thought that I cared about you?
Aww!
She thought that I loved her! Oh, that is so cute!
Actually, it's really pathetic.
And there's the heartbreak.
I gave up everything for you.
That was your decision.
You came in my house and destroyed it!
Your house looks fine.
You bullied my friends away.
Actually, you told them to leave.
Oh. You're staying someone else!
So, are you?
Oh.
Are we really so different, you and I? What was it your friend said? Oh, yeah. What can the light have to do with the dark? Face it. Right now, you look, sound, and act more like me than you ever have in your pathetic life. You thought that I cared about you. No. I hate you. I hate everything about you. And I hate your groom. You know, every time I heard his pathetic voice on the phone, begging you to come back to the altar, it made me pretty much as close to happy as I can get.
My house is destroyed. How am I ever going to fix this?
That's your problem now. Come on, guys! On to the next! On to the next. B, what's up? No, your timing is perfect. Get over here right now. She is damaged beyond all repair. Yeah, like right now. You know, before he comes.
Is that my groom? Did he come back for me?
Oh, hey.
Okay, I guess I'll come in then.
It's better you than no one, I guess.
Actually, that's why I'm here.
Really?
Yeah. I can tell you've been hurt. And hurt badly.
What was your first clue?
Touché. So tell me what happened.
I hate them.
Who?
My ex-boyfriend and my groom.
Yeah, I'd hate them too. In fact, I'd hate the fact of ever getting into any relationship again after that.
Well, it is kind of my fault too.
No, it's not your fault. You're the victim. You didn't deserve to be treated like this. And well, how could they just do you like that?
I'm not going back to either of them, ever.
I wouldn't either. In fact, I have a gift for you.
You do? You really, really understand me.
Yes, I do.
What gift do you have?
I'll be right back.
What is it?
Well, it's a cage, of course.
What do I do with a cage?
You get in it.
Why?
Trust me, if you never want to be hurt ever again, you'll get inside and no one can ever touch you again. You'll be safe forever.
Okay, so if I get in, that's great, but how do I get out?
Yeah, you don't. Of course.
Why would I do that?
Well, if you get in, even I can't even touch you.
Okay. Hey, this is really comfortable.
Okay. See? I can't even touch you.
I feel really safe in here.
That's good. So I guess I'll be seeing you around.
Wait, you're leaving me too?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a whole lot of other lost brides out there I've got to go find.
You didn't tell me I was going to be alone in here forever.
Did I leave that part out?
That's it! I hate everyone! If anyone tries to touch me again, I'll swear I'll kill him! I'll be fine in here. I'll just heal my wounds from my ex-boyfriend. I'll find love and peace and joy by myself. And I'll tell you, when they see me, they'll really wish they never left me. I'll show them!
Hey, it's good to see you. You look terrible. Where are you?
Hey, I'm still at home. I'm doing okay, I guess. It's really nice to hear your voice and to see you.
It's nice to see you too, but are you in a cage?
Yeah.
You let bitterness in, didn't you?
If that's what you want to call it, I guess.
Let me get you out of there.
No, I'm actually really comfortable in here. Hey, Jesus, can we start over?
Yeah, absolutely. But let me come over there and get you out of there, okay?
No,
I'll be on my way.
I'm really safe in here. Can't we just talk through FaceTime? I mean, I can still see you and hear you. Isn't that okay?
It's not the same. This long distance thing just doesn't work out that great. I can't lead you or protect you or guide you with you that far away from me.
But I don't want to let anyone near me or close to me again. I'm just afraid I don't want to get hurt.
I'm not going to hurt you. I'm your first love, remember? Let me get you out of there, okay? I'll be on my way.
Okay, I think you're right.
Hey!
What are you doing here?
Well, you know, nice cage. Just checking on you.
You don't love me, remember? Why would you check on me?
Well, if you must know, this is hilarious. I mean, you let's go back. You were with the groom, and you thought he was putting you in a cage. And now, through process of your own decisions, you have now put yourself in a cage. Irony. I love it.
Yeah, well, joke's on you, because even you can't touch me in here.
I can't. I don't want to touch you. I just want to chat.
I don't have to listen to you.
Well, with your groom gone and your friends deserting you, I'm the best you got. So where was I? Oh, yeah. You're stupid. You're stupid. You're selfish. You're gullible. Pretty ugly now. And, oh, yeah. This is all your fault. How does that make you feel?
Like I wish I never left the altar. Why did I think I needed a break from the best thing that ever happened to me? I'm such an idiot.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, this is the worst mistake you've ever made. It's completely irreversible. And nobody can fix it.
He didn't have to call me. He doesn't have to wait for me. But he does. I was so terrible to him. If I could talk to him, if he could hear me right now, I would tell him how sorry I am. How I wish I never left the altar. And how I would give anything to go back and spend eternity with him.
Well you can't. Okay? You're my slave. You're bound, helpless, completely alone. Or who could enter the strong man's house and plunder his goods unless you first bind up the strong man?
Do these hands look bound to you?
I didn't think you would ever actually...
You need to leave now.
Technically, hold on. I don't have to go anywhere until she says so.
This is my bride. I paid for her freedom with my blood. So I'm telling you to leave now.
You came back for me.
Of course I did.
I don't think I can even look at you. I feel so embarrassed.
You called out to me with a genuine heart, and I came to get you. That's all that matters.
I'm not worthy of you. Look at me. I'm so dirty and beat up and alone.
If you could fix yourself up, then you wouldn't need me. I'm here to give you a beautiful life with me. It's my greatest joy. Let me do this for you.
I don't think I can forgive myself. I was so terrible to you. I'm so embarrassed.
Hey, look at me. I thought you were worth saving. I thought you were worth dying for. And that's all that matters. That's your true worth, and no one can say any different. And if I've forgiven you, then that is all that matters. Come back to the altar with me.
I want to.
Okay.
Yes.
Where were we?
Do you have your vows?
Yes. Jesus, I love you. Thank you that you have loved me with an unconditional love. I have freedom from sin because of your sacrifice. Rebellion and fear and depression have no place in my life. I am free from bitterness and being alone. Thank you for giving everything for me. Even when I wasn't faithful to you, you have been...
Choose carefully, bride. I stand here at the altar eagerly waiting for your return. There will be a day where you will look for me, but won't be able to find me. Where you will call out to my name, but I would have already taken my true bride home. Take advantage of this moment and accept me into your life. I present to you life and death. I wish that you would choose life. Aren't you tired of the heaviness of this world? My yoke is easy and my burden is light. I can't promise you that life will be easy, but I promise to never abandon or forsaken you, to provide for you, to heal you when you're hurt, to always care for you and to listen to you when no one else will, to guide you and to lead you if you will let me. Before it's too late. For in the days of the flood, people were drinking and eating, marrying and giving into marriage, up until the day that Noah entered the ark, and they were oblivious to the flood that came and swept them all away. And so will it be in the coming of the Son of Man. There's not much time left, and I'm coming soon. I am coming soon.
Speak now or forever, hold your peace.
There's not much of a sermon that needs to be preached today. You can't get a more simple gospel than what was just spoken. Sadly enough, many of us in this room have experienced exactly what just was depicted. We're at the altar, getting ready to make our commitment, and our past or the fun people decided that it was time to be drawn away. Satan wanted your life. I want you to know, no matter what the options are that he gives you, he can never give you what Jesus can give you. Christ paid for it. The devil can only steal, kill, and destroy for it. You and I, every one of us, it doesn't matter whether you're a preacher, whether you're a person that is older, more mature, or young. It doesn't matter how many times you've been to church. Every one of us are confronted with this reality that if you and I are going to serve God, he doesn't share. Nobody in this room would tolerate your husband or wife having a girlfriend or a boyfriend on the side. You'd never tolerate it. Some of you have experienced it. But you won't tolerate it. We forget that our God is a jealous God. And that he loves us with a love that cannot be compared to what man can give us. God will not share. We are literally like a locomotive barreling towards the end of history as we know it. The signs and the times are so clear. It's not something we have to guess about. We've watched over the last year and a quarter, literally life totally, completely change. We've watched as Satan's ugly head has reared. And literally, This has become part of our lives for a whole year for many of us. But being stuck in a house is so much different from being stuck in bondage. Satan hates you, hates everything about you. He'll promise you the world, and he'll give you the cage. But Jesus said, I've come to give you life, and life more abundant. Like he said, it's not all going to be easy, but if God is for you, who can be against you? There's a time in your heart that you recognize that the resurrected, powerful Christ that we serve is not a religion, but he is alive. And he's not just alive in heaven, but he's alive inside of you if you confess him as your Lord and Savior. And you can live for him, walk with him, talk with him. The joy of the Lord can be your strength. Peace that passes all understanding. And the greatest of these is love. Boy, what a gamble. It amazes me, there's a verse in the Bible that says, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? And what will a man give in exchange for his soul? We watch through this depiction. This young lady gave it all up, thinking she was going to gain it all. And all she got was a cage. You can run from church. You can run from a religion. But the groom is always waiting. And I don't know where you are with God. Maybe far. Maybe caged. But this one thing I know. Those who call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. He's waiting for you to call out. Oh, but I'm embarrassed. Oh, but you don't know what I've done. You don't understand, Pastor. Like she said, I can't even forgive myself. But if Jesus forgave you, you can forgive yourself. He's got a great plan for your life. I'm sorry, we don't have religion here for you. I don't have that available. Because it doesn't work. Religion puts you in the same box. But I have a Jesus. He's a groom. You and I are called the bride of Christ when we know him as our Savior. There's a portion of scripture found in Matthew chapter 25 talking about the 10 virgins waiting for the groom to come. 5 of them got ready. They prepared themselves. They came and they got to the altar and they made that relationship with him and they stayed close to the altar. The Bible says they made sure they had enough oil in their lamps. But the other 5, they came to the altar. But they still like Satan. They still like to play and pander. The love of the world was still very much in them. The Bible says that they ran out of oil. And then the bridegroom came when they weren't expecting it. And all of a sudden when the bridegroom came, the 5 that were ready, the 5 that stayed at the altar, the 5 that built their relationship, the 5 that knew Christ, not knew about Christ, but knew Christ, they were taken. And the other 5 were left waiting. It was over. I think sometimes, like we saw, we just expect the groom to always be there. Do you ever have a fallback person in your life? You go get other boyfriends, other girlfriends, but you always had a fallback. So many people think that Jesus is your fallback. Listen, nobody will love you like him. Nobody can forgive you like him. Nobody can grow you like him. Nobody can fulfill you like him. I don't care what man or woman is in this room. No man and no woman can fulfill you. There's only one. His name is Jesus. And he rose from the dead to validate that it wasn't religion and that he's alive. I challenge you today to know God. To know the resurrected Messiah who came and gave it all just for you. He's waiting at the altar. But he'll never force you to the altar. And you can't FaceTime the altar. You've got to come to the altar. Today, if the trumpet sounded, if the bridegroom came, where will you be? No one can answer that but you, your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your family members. Nobody can answer whether or not you went to the altar and made a commitment with the groom. Nobody can answer when he's coming. The answer that you've got to ask yourself is, am I ready? And if you're not ready, why? If he's the only one that can fulfill what you're actually looking for, then why are you still playing with the boyfriends and the girlfriends when you're supposed to be married? They'll give you a thrill, but there's always a price to pay for the thrill. Question. On this Easter Sunday morning of 2021, as eternity is barreling towards us, and even today could be the last day that we actually see on the planet. Oh, that's not fear. That's not fear. That's truth. The truth shall make you free. There's not one prophecy left to be fulfilled before Jesus returns. They've all been fulfilled. If you don't know eschatology, end time prophecy, my goodness, you better brush up. Because there's not one prophecy left to be. Jesus can come before I'm done even giving the altar call. And if you don't know Christ, you'll be left behind. Why and who is worth your eternity? I don't know about you. I'm not the most intelligent man, but I'm smart enough to realize nobody's worth going to hell over. Nobody, no thing is worth selling my soul to end up in the lake of fire. What about you? Well, I'm not into religion. Good, neither are we. And neither is Jesus. The question isn't that. The question is, are you willing to get married? And if not, you've made your choice. So you can't be shocked when you're all dirty and nasty. You can't be shocked even if you've got millions of dollars in the bank, but you can't be fulfilled. How many wealthy people have killed themselves because they've not got no fulfillment? Robin Williams is the one who always jumps out at me. Funniest guy, yet so depressed he took his own life. Because you can't get it from the exterior. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by him. So the question is simple. Who are you marrying today? Well, I don't believe in God. Well, you're still getting married. And if you think you're God, you're scarier. Because you can't even heal the wing of a fly. There's only two masters. Lucifer or Jesus. Choose you this day whom you shall serve. And you choose. And then you serve. One is a horrible taskmaster that will require much from you. The other is the one who paid the price to bless you going in, bless you going out, bless you in your storehouse, bless you in your basket. He's a good God. Amen. Bow your heads with me this morning. Father, we thank you for Jesus. Jesus, as I watch that movie, I know I've studied Christ. I've studied what actual crucifixion was like, and that's pretty. As your bowels were able to be seen from the exterior, as your face was literally mutilated by them ripping the hairs out of your face and punching you until you were irrecognizable, to spitting on the King of Kings and mocking you, and you could have at any second said, I'm done. They're not worth it. But instead, even those that killed you on that cross, you said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus, we lift you up. Draw people to you. Holy Spirit, bring great conviction this morning. Bring an alignment to the master. Bring an alignment to the groom. The bride is coming home. And today, just like in first service, the bride is coming home. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, or you know you're not right, you know it. Oh my goodness, did you see that one thing? One thing that really jumped out? How much she lied to herself. She knew the truth and she still lied to herself, trying to convince herself that she was still okay. The greatest deceiver has never been Satan. The greatest deceiver is ourselves. We try to convince ourselves we're good. But I'm sorry, without the blood of Jesus, you can't be. Because you can't forgive yourself. Only He can. Today, if you do not know Jesus, today, if you're not right with God, today, if you question whether or not you'll enter into eternity the moment that He comes, whether you die or whether literally the trumpet sounds, I don't know. All I know is this. Are you ready? Are you ready for the groom? Amen. Preach it, child. The Bible says, let the little children lead them. So mom and dads, grandmas and grandpas, follow the kid. Yes. If you need Jesus in your life and you want Him to wash your sins away, you want to get right. You know you're not right. Don't let your pride hold you back. Dear God, can you imagine getting to eternity and losing it all because you felt you were so prideful that you were afraid of what other people are going to think? Who gives a flying leap what anybody thinks? It's your eternity, not theirs. Today, if you want to get right with God, I want you to slide your hand up right now. I'm not going to wait long. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much. Thank you in the back over there. I see your hands. Anybody else on this side? Yes, thank you in the far back. 5, 4. Oh, come on. You know why I'm counting? I'm counting because I'm hoping you're going to respond before it's too late. 3. Thank you. 2. Last call. Oh, well, I can make the decision anytime I want. Really? Last I knew, the Holy Spirit has to draw you. Which means it might be your last call. Here it is. Get your hand up. Thank you. Thank you in the back. Here it comes. 1. Father, I thank you that today so many have made a decision to follow you. So many have made the decision to come to the altar and to marry you. Christ, we thank you that you are a good groom, that you're a good God and greatly to be praised. We thank you, God, that you have good things for us, not bad things for us. If you earthly parents know how to give good things to your children, how much more your heavenly Father knows how to bless you. God, I thank you that you know how to bless us abundantly above all we could even ask or even imagine. And the greatest thing we can imagine is knowing you and being with you for all eternity. In Jesus' name, let's all stand to our feet. On this Resurrection Sunday, I am so excited. How many people have raised their hands? Between first service and second service, At the end of the service, when we dismiss everybody, if you raise your hand, we'd like you to come up and meet Mindy right here in the front. We have a Bible for you. Please don't run out the door. We have a Bible for you. We want to encourage you. We want to strengthen you. We want you to finish the race, not just start the race. Amen. If you're a guest, we want to remind you, please come at least three times. After three, if you need help finding a different type of church, I'll help you. I'm not against that. We're not the only church in town. But this is what I want. Please watch the Passion of the Christ today. Make that part of your celebration. But then, if you got a relationship with the bride, you got something to shout about. Amen. You've got one who's got you for all eternity. He's going to protect you. He's going to love you. He's going to encourage you. He's going to strengthen you. He's a good God. And we just want you to know we love you here. When we leave today, if you'll put a mask on and leave orderly, we'd appreciate it. I believe the petting zoo is out there. I know the parents love the petting zoo just as much as the children. They have a South American rat there. Don't pet the rat. Just kidding. Pony rides. We love you. Father, I just speak blessing over this people in Jesus' name. Blessing all those that are on live stream in Jesus' name. We declare by the power of God that not one will be lost to you, Jesus. You prayed that in John 17. We declare that not one will walk away, but all will fulfill the very purpose of their life in your kingdom. And that, Jesus, if we start being tempted to walk away from you, you will convict us in such a mighty way that, Lord, we will not leave the altar. In the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. And remember, if you raise your hand, please make your way to the front. Meet Mindy right here. We want to minister to you. Bless you. Listen now. It's not spooky, not weird. If you're a guest in the house, we have a guest reception. We have a connect room. We'd love to meet with you and just encourage you and strengthen you. Have a great day. Enjoy your family.
And took away my shame. There is only one for me. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. The one who broke these chains and took away my shame.